Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning on this lovely sunny day.
Have you forgiven me yet? I raved.
Now, what for this time?
Well, I raved about Audrey's Kitchen because I thought it was going to be a half-hour show.
You did, and you told me to. The funny thing is you told me to watch it on Saturday night. And you missed it because it was so short. I think it was about 2 or 3 minutes.
That's
before the gardening program, I think, or between the gardening program and the ABC News. I actually can't remember because it was so short. Yes, Audrey Gordon, described as Britain's sternest cook. Now, I did hear her interviewed last year on radio, and I thought she was quite biting, no pun intended. But I know she's meant to be satirical in sending up all these TV celebrity chefs, which I think is a good idea, actually. But really, to me, she came across as a blonde version of Nigella Lawson. The satire, it just didn't work. Maybe she just wasn't biting enough on television. Maybe she works better on radio.
You can't do much so in 3 or 4 minutes, can you?
No.
Oh, unbelievable.
I think it's a great idea to send up some of these TV shows, you know, MasterChef contestants who don't know the difference between crème fraîche and crème anglaise. But no, I'm sorry, Audrey, it didn't work for me last Saturday. Maybe this Saturday we'll have you better try and catch it this time.
I work on Saturday nights. I give pleasure to people.
Oh, that's fine. I'm sorry, I forgot. Yes.
Reminiscing, okay.
Yes.
Now, I believe there is a girl whose website was visited by more than 6 million people.
Unbelievable.
Tell me the story of this girl.
Yeah, well, she's 9 years old.
Wow.
Can you believe? She lives in Scotland. Her name is Martha Payne, spelled P-A-Y-N-E. And she has a blog called Never Seconds, and the idea was that she would rate these school lunches, and she was also photographing them, and she also had her own way of categorising them. One category included pieces of hair, so, you know, there was a bit of humour in there. But her biggest complaint was that there weren't enough fruit and vegetables. Anyway, it went viral when Jamie Oliver started following her and tweeting some of her blogs. And so viral, in fact, that, you know, as you can imagine, Hollywood made her an offer.
she's a
9-year-old food blogger, for heaven's sakes. The world's gone mad. Anyway, both her father and Martha declined the offer, thank goodness, and she's returned to her farm in Scotland. And I'm not sure that she's keeping that blog going, but if you'd like to have a look at it, it's called Never Seconds. But in the meantime, I've come across another 9-year-old, and this one's Australian. He's from Brisbane. I suspect his father's a chef. I just sort of get that impression from some of the things he's written. And he goes around restaurants in Brisbane and on the Gold Coast reviewing them. And this little 9-year-old went one evening to a restaurant at Portside in Brisbane called Gusto da Giana, where he sampled zucchini flowers and saltimbocca alla romana. And I thought to myself, heavens above, when I was 9, I wouldn't have had any idea what those things were. But he also went to the a la carte festival in the park on the Gold Coast on Saturday, last Saturday, and sampled quite a lot of the food there from the restaurants that were giving food away. His favourite was the Hard Rock Cafe. Now, I don't think he's quite in the same category as Martha, because he said they had the best, most addictive sliders, which are the little hamburger patties. They're nice and buttery, with nice buttery buns. They're perfectly cooked, but it wasn't just the beef. There was also pulled pork, and I ended up having 4 of them. I'm not sure that he's really into his fruit and veg in the way that Martha is.
No,
anyway, just very interesting that these 9-year-olds have their own food blogs.
Now, there's a lady in New Zealand, I believe, who's heard us, and I'm going to try and contact her. I might talk to her tomorrow if I can. She's inspired.
She's very keen to set up her own kids' cooking school.
Yes.
Sounds as though she's doing really well. She's hired out a hall, and she's got a sponsor, and she's got a local MasterChef competitor coming along to judge the kids and what they cook.
We'll talk to her tomorrow. Now, in the meantime, what's your recipe?
Okay, my recipe for today is a lovely Moroccan lamb with apricots and prunes tagine. And I've done that because it's Ramadan at the moment. And in the evening, the Muslims are allowed to actually eat some food, you know, once the sun has set. And this is a delicious dish inspired from Morocco. Apricot lamb with apricots and prunes. And if you don't want to use the apricots, you could use quinces or apples or pears.
Okay, and it's on your website?
Yes, SheridanRogers.com.au.
Talk to you next week.
Okay.